have a choice to sit and criticize or engage in change. Let's choose to engage and change the world one step at a time. We have a choice to sit and criticize or engage in change. Let's choose to engage and change the world one step at a time here on Peace Talks on Now Kind Radio.
There's a gift, there's a light in your heart. You just can't contain it. When we all play our part around the world, it's just so amazing. With our hands and our hearts, we can build this bridge together.
You're listening to Peace Talks on Now Time Radio. Welcome to our very first program on Now Time Radio. Today is an exciting day because for me, I have two people that I just love to hear them express themselves and all that comes through in peace. And so I'm talking about none other than, let's start with Baba Razi. Baba, it's Friday.
Asharambe, how are you doing? Nana, good to hear your voice.
Oh, it's so good to hear.
God bless you all.
Mm. Thank you so much for being our first guest on Peace Talks.
What a privilege.
Made our switch now to Now Time Radio, and it's really exciting for me that we start out with your presence here.
Well, thank you for continuing to follow your heart's beat and step by step growing, budding, blossoming, and blooming into the peace ambassador as well as the peace matriarch for humanity. It is important for us to continue to be inspired by our comrades' love, our comrades' light, and our comrades' compassion. You exemplify all of those things. So I am but a small reflection of yourself. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you so much as well. You know, we were in Washington, D.C. on our walk down on the 13 Moon Walk for Peace and had the pleasure of being with you twice, once at the Walk for Values USA and then at the program that you're doing at Ballou High School, Harambe. Tell me a little bit about the program and how you're incorporating all of your beautiful self into the hearts of the young people there.
Well, Harambe has continued to grow. As you know, each day is another day in the miracle in progress that is known as Harambe at Ballou Arts Academy and Technology here in Washington, D.C. And it takes place every morning around 8:45 until 9 o'clock. And at such time, we have a chance to acknowledge the scholars for the milestones that they achieve every day in every step that they take on the path of peace through complying to the rules and regulations of the institution. We recognize their skills and read alouds where they share their creative writings of poems and poetry. And we also give them a chance to be acknowledged during the announcements for the excellence that they're exemplifying during the class time. So Harambe gives our entire community a chance where we celebrate learning at the start of our day, each day, and we commit ourselves to taking advantage of the principles of Harambe, which is Kifa Swahili for, we agree to come together, to pull together, to ensure the victory of life over death, love over hate, good over evil, and light over dark. And that as a community, we achieve that each and every day with the agreeance of coming together in the spirit of Harambe.
Well, we certainly got to see that and experience it. I would say more than seeing it was the opportunity to experience it. Yes, yes. And we're very happy to have been able to leave one of our towers of power, or as we call them, our peace poles there, and for all that energy to come into the matrix of peace poles that we're planting all over the country so that it's Harambe every day in the matrix of the peace poles, you know?
Oh, we are so honored to be a part of that matrix of the peace poles of Harambe every day across the nation and across the world. I think that we have one thing in common, and that is that the youth shall lead us as our future in truth and in righteousness. So we have got to give them the opportunity to express themselves with trust, and they have now taken over Harambe, where they have come and joined us on the drums. They lead and facilitate us through the different facets of Harambe. It's a major transformative agent in their behavior when they are recognized for right conduct and right action. It's a wonderful thing to see them and watch them continue to unfold. So through the spirit of Harambe and underneath the guidance of the peace poles, we are able to really build peace ambassadorship inside of the minds and construct of our youth through education and celebration of learning and expecting of excellence.
Yes, and I love the way that you refer to all the young people as scholars, you know, and when they
have questions,
scholar, you know, and it just embeds that sense of self, you know, at a much higher vibration. And Ashe, Razi, let's talk about your music. What are you doing these days in terms of your music? You know, I have some of my favorite pieces that you've done in the past. And, of course, you know, Pass the Peace Initiative is a big one. But what expression is coming through you now as you continue with your music?
Well, I have the honor every day to, if not every day, at least twice or three times a week, to be in front of early childhood development agencies, child care development agencies. And I have an affinity at this moment for that audience. They are pure and they are sincere, and it's a blessing to be amongst the children of our future, even at that early childhood age of 6 months old to 5 years old. So every day it seems I'm more gravitated to doing children's songs, children's books, children's creative expression, and being honored to be accepted in their world. Thus, I have kind of honed my songwriting and honed my vision on how can I bring the peace initiative even into the early childhood development educational forum so that we can then begin to help them understand that they too can develop cooperative play and we can too guide them to become peace ambassadors even at that young age to let them be able to exemplify right conduct just in their exchange with one another as the diverse cultures of this land of America continues to grow. We must begin to show and know how to bestow tolerance one toward another. And through the Pass the Peace Initiative in song, that's what I aim to achieve. And where I found an audience to be so readily to receive amongst the early childhood community. So I do a lot of work there on a daily with the ambition to let peace be still and let peace continue to be multiplied as it grows and the children's hearts. And they bring me into their lives on a personal level to do parties and different type of things too. So I'm grateful for that. That's what I do daily. Every day is Harambe. So, you know, musically is about trying to inspire others to see how they themselves can achieve their greatness and their potential. So with that, we try to celebrate musically with diversity in mind. So we want to share not only in Kiswahili, but in Espanol, as well as in a form of indigenous cultural music known as Nyabingi. So it is important for music to be expressed every day, all day for me. Personally, I will also want to share that I look forward to bringing some acoustic love and light to the family of humanity in the near future.
So does that mean you're going to be doing a recording?
Oh, yes. We're going to be doing, and we're doing, as we speak, a recording to bring some of the work that we do acoustically onto humanity, and hopefully we can then share that at different venues around the world. And locally, we want to have the Pass the Peace movement take hold and continue to grow as we pursue that endeavor. Acoustically, we want to conclude with a song that is known as Tree of Life, where we can show our gratitude for Mother Nature and her constant yield of love, of food, of sustenance to the family of humanity. I want to recognize Mother Nature for that. And so hopefully you will hear that soon. It's called...
I'm looking forward to it. You got to let us know so we can put it on the airwaves. You mentioned that you're looking in forward to the Past Peace Initiative to take off in the Washington area. And I just want to let you know that it has taken off around the country as we lift your name up every time we do a walk in a community, we lift up your name and the Pass the Peace initiative, and we walk with communities chanting, Pass the Peace, Pass the Peace,
so that the peace can increase. Yeah, I am so honored. I am so grateful. God be the glory. And give thanks to the ancestors for those type of opportunities to just be a part of humanity's love and humanity's life. That really and truly for me is the gift of life.
Mm.
Life to inspire, leave on this planet a legacy that others can feed off of. I was once told that by a mentor of mine to live a life where we can build as such a frequency that from when we transition, others behind shall be able to feed off of it. And so I thank you for showing me that is presently in the works. And we continue to hope that peace will grow and that we will continue to reflect that one to another. So thank you, and I'm so honored, but I'm only just a small reflection of yourself.
Oh, we're reflecting each other and dancing through the universe and lifting up the world in peace. And you know, Razi, it was very humbling and brought almost tears to our eyes as we you were nominated by the team as one of to walk in our Peacemakers Walk of Honor at the end of the 13-moon Walk for Peace. So I want to congratulate you for being recognized peacemakers across the country who are truly the heroes in our communities, because, you know, all of you are the ones that show up every day in whatever venue your heart calls you to. You all are the ones that are the true heroes in our communities, because you're making a difference in the lives of people every day. And so we are truly honored that on 11-11-11 here in Atlanta, walking from Freedom Park to the King Center, that, you know, your presence, and we're going to work with you, and we really want to have you there. I really want to have you there as we introduce the Atlanta community and the global family to Pass the Peace, because we'll be passing the peace all along that two-mile walk and then doing the reception where we get to honor you at the end of the day. So I'm truly grateful. You know, I could sing your praises all day. And, you know, I'm just grateful because as we've walked around the country, Razi, one of the things that has been so clear to us is that everybody in our communities, you know, we hear all the negative things, but our young people just want to be seen. They want to be heard. They want to be to know that someone cares and that someone will take the time. And I've been touched by that as we've walked from community to community, and I know that you understand that part as well.
I bear witness to that miracle, because every day, in fact, the scholars in our community, they are so on point with every facet of Harambe. But during one part of Harambe, we ask that the community pass the peace, pass the peace, pass the peace, so that peace can increase. At that point, that is one moment where the scholars, with all 1,000% energy, participate in that art of human engineering. And they were sharing the miracle of passing the peace with their teachers, the security, each other, the administration, and vice versa, around the room, and myself. And they have developed, with the guidance of Baba Jabari Exum, an ensemble along with me on djembes, where we have at least 5 djembes playing in sequence together, a rhythm that initiates this movement where we are watching history each and every day being created and manifested off of the human exchange of such compassion.
I know that's right. I know that's right, because I have seen it, as I said, as we've walked from community to community, that, you know, it only takes a moment of engagement. And that's what, you know, a message, Baba, that I just always am passionate to share is it only takes a moment of consistent engagement to change someone's life. You know, often we think we've got to do something magnificent, but if every day, you know, we're consistent in our engagement with our human family, we have an opportunity to not only change a life, but to be changed as well.
Ashe. And in certain work and in certain lives of purpose with service and lives of service with a purpose, that consistency is reflected in the art of compassionate communication, which is based on the science of sincerity that so-called scholars, clients, or even comrades can feel from one's energy instantly. So I'm honored to have the opportunity to have the hearts of humanity and the hearts of the scholars be open to having me even sit within the seat of their heart and communicate to them in a voice that sounds ancient familiar, that one day they will be able to manage and they will be able to hear themselves release and begin to police themselves and navigate through the pitched traps and snares that the journey of life can bring, so long as we continue to guide them to be more aware of themselves and of their place within the circle of life. I too think that let there be a circle, and with their conscious arise and let the circle be unbroken.
Wow. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Baba, for being on our show today. And I have a gift for you, actually a surprise for you that we're going to, as we come to the end of this part of our conversation, because, you know, truly, my brother, our conversation has gone on for years and will continue uninterrupted, right? Yes. But I have a real gift that Makua, I hope you're ready to move into that. I want to acknowledge our brother Makua, who's on the switchboard today. So as we work to take Now Time Radio into the true essence of Now Time, into the flowering of all humanity, into our highest, highest self. So we're going to take a moment, and I'm going to play a piece that was done in 1998. By you and Barbara O. Do you remember that studio moment?
Wow, that was a magical moment. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, was it? And
God be the glory. I'm so grateful.
Yes, yes. And I know that all who will listen to this will be touched. And I just want to say that this particular piece, Who Are You?, was written, it was actually channeled through the grandmothers, and it's a dialogue between the love of the sun and the moon. So it's truly a cosmic love song. And and we get to be caught up in that. Thank you to you and Barbara O. Everybody in the studio that night was just, you know, our mouths were wide open because it was like a spirit of the sun and the moon just came into the two of you as you unleashed this, just so pure. So, Baba, I love you. I thank you for all that you do. You know I'm always there for you, and I'm looking forward to seeing you walk that last mile of this 10,000-mile walk with me from Freedom Road to the King Center in Atlanta on 11-11-11.
I love you as well, and I'm looking forward as well to see the family of humanity as well as the world in Atlanta representing and reflecting the light of Nana. Come out, family. It would be an honor to see you. It would be a more honor to be a part of the historic making of passing the peace throughout humanity, throughout the space of grace that we shall share together for the entire day. And as we retreat and return to our destinations, let us continue to let peace be multiplied and pass the peace there. I look forward to seeing you, Nana. Thank you for all that you do. I am but a small reflection of yourself. Hail Baba Makua Ray. I love them to the maximum. Look forward to seeing you all.
All right. Peace, my brother. Have a beautiful day and love to the family and to all those babies that are blessed to have the moment of your touch in their lives. And so let us
Thank
move now.
So
all right, Baba. Let's move into Who Are You? A dialogue between the love of the sun and the moon. Makur?
Who are you whose breath has become my breath, whose light reflects my light, whose heartbeat has become my very own? On your way here to me, what paths have you traveled? The light that twinkles in your smile promises passion, promises endless, timeless waves of nothingness filled with everything, filled with a thousand breaths rolled into one shiver of ecstasy. Was your smile born for me?
Without a doubt. This gift to me from the Creator is surely my gift to you. After all, it is your light reflected in me that allows the sparkle. The magic of my smile is to transcend my inner consciousness and radiate through the night. It is the gift of love you see and hold. My smile given, your love received. The perfect union. The coming together of universal exchange of one thought, of shared and sacred oneness. No spaces. I smile into the night, and the delicate hands of time send your light to catch my sparkle. My love transcends through the heavens and lands the smile at your heart, at your core, where it radiates warm in the very essence of your beingness and makes you long for the sweet nectar I hold only for you.
I give thanks for blessings received. Your smile, your sparkle, your magic, your love. Even the stars twinkle when our breaths join. Do you know why?
Mm-hmm. Pure, unconditional love. The flow. It's so strong between us, making my breath catch. And when I'm kissed by the warmth of your touch, your light. Time yields to eternity and nothing moves. And our light becomes the dark. The stars caught up in our love blush.
I can barely see you now. I must yield to the rotation of the universe. The cycle of oneness where everything has its time. And relinquish my possessive passion. To hold you, to my will and not that of the Creator. In this moment, when only a shiver of your crescent remains, my will yields in faith to this infinite moment of absolute possibility and knowing. The infinite moment where there is no separation, and my eyes give way to my heart, where you shall reside this night.
Rest, my love, for the time when we shall share the heavens will be upon us soon. I will hold your light within, where unconditional love enables me to experience the pure fulfillment of your touch. For every expression of love received is but an echo of my love for you. So touch me, just once. Then slip away till night yields to day. And when I feel the warmth of your glow upon the dawn, I will know that all is well.
Satan.
You've been listening to Peace Talk. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello, is this my dear Kevin May, known as Philosophical?
I believe so.
Welcome to Peace Talks on Now Time Radio. How are you today?
Thank you so much. I am very well. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. So, what is happening with Philosophical these days?
Well, I recently resumed my enrollment at Penn State University, so I'm immersing myself in the community here.
Ah, well, I know that the community of Peaceburg is one, living the promise of your return, and two, missing the fact that you have gone on to school. So I know that there is a gap there, but I know you have prepared the community well to continue to flow in your absence.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I feel that many beautiful things are happening there without me coordinating them. But I do feel I will be visiting back there in a few weeks for a large social convergence, which I'm really excited about.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, it's put on by a group called the Three Rivers Community Foundation, and it's called Building Change, a Convergence for Social Justice, and they're bringing together all different forms of art and all different groups from around the city that are in some way working for social justice. And they're having this 3-day convergence at the Heinz History Center. So they're having the first day, Thursday, is all about the youth and empowering the youth. And they're also having a film festival. And then on Friday evening, they're having a concert with a lot of different artists, and I will be sharing some flowetry there. So that's very exciting.
Oh, that is exciting. And I appreciate the fact that for our listening audience, just so that they know, we came through what prior to our arrival was referred to as Pittsburgh, and since we've been in Pittsburgh with you and the community there,
Kevin, we now refer to it always as Peaceburg, so sometimes I have to stop and make sure I let those that I'm having a conversation with know that when I say Peaceburg, it was formerly Pittsburgh. As a community of all the places we've been, I can't think of any community that has truly lived into that name of Peaceburg as what we experienced there while the 13 Moon Walk for Peace was, you know, had the opportunity to be with you there. And as a result of that, you know, we had an opportunity to spend some time together, and I got introduced to Flowetry. Tell me what Flowetry is.
Well, firstly, I'd like to just say hello to everyone listening. Happy Friday to you in whatever corner of the world you're in.
Yes, down in North Carolina in Charlotte.
Yes. So you guys are nearing St. Louis?
Oh, no. We're headed, our next stop from Charlotte, North Carolina is Asheville.
Okay.
Yeah, and then from Asheville to Cherokee, North Carolina, and from Cherokee making our way on down to Atlanta, where we'll conclude the walk on 11-11-11.
Ah, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to answer your previous question of what is Flowetry, I a while back started composing some rhymes, and it really felt to me like these rhymes were just kind of coming through the air, and I was kind of channeling them or composing them into one singular piece. And especially when I went on a long bike trip across America, biking through the mountains, it really felt like the rhymes were just kind of flowing over these large mountains, and it was my job to take them in and write them down and then share them with everyone. And it didn't really feel like the classic sense of poetry. And I used to really be into, well, I'm still into hip hop and all forms of spoken word. And the term Flowetry just seemed to fit perfectly.
Absolutely. And it does. It suits you very well as I not only listen to what you have to say, but I watch you in the process of your delivery. It is definitely a flow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this. Let's talk a moment about your bike trip across the country. What inspired you to do that? How did you make the choice to do it, and what was your process to actually getting on a bike and heading across country?
Well, I was a freshman at Penn State University 2 years ago, and I became friends with a group of people who, three of them were going to be graduating at the end of the year. And through a stream of synchronicities, this group just kind of found each other and all realized that they wanted to go on a long bike trip. And so they started planning this huge adventure. And I, being a freshman, was very curious about it. So I started going to their planning meetings, and it sounded really, really exciting, but I had a lot of apprehensions because I was thinking, oh, my parents will never let me take off time to go do this bike trip, and it's really just out of my realm of possibility. But as I started really seeing the vision for this bike trip, I knew that I had to go for it. So I signed the papers to take off a year from school without telling my parents. and I started getting my bike together for the ride. I ended up telling my parents a few weeks later, and at first they freaked out, but after I showed them how dedicated I was to this journey, they began to fully support me. And really the vision for the trip was, well, we came up with the name. Our group name is the Cultural Recyclists. And the vision for the trip was to explore sustainability across America and all the different aspects of sustainability and what that really means.
Wow. Well, what did you learn? Did you make it all the way? Let's start there first. Did you make it all the way?
Yes, we did. We began on the East Coast in Woodland Beach, Delaware, and we biked all the way through the center of the U.S., through Indiana, Illinois, and all the way up through Yellowstone National Park, which was magnificent. And then we went over to Portland, Oregon, and then we biked down the coast all the way to San Francisco, where we completed our journey.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, having been on cross-country events, that's amazing. If you do it again, let me know. I'll get my tricycle out, and I'll get it all tuned up, and I'll join you.
That would be tremendous.
Yeah. So, Kevin, as you began that, what were some of your most amazing moments? You mentioned Yellowstone Park. You mentioned riding and just feeling the words flowing through you as you rode through the mountains. Do you have a particular moment that was like your capstone?
Well, there were many, many profound moments in just so many different experiences, but really the take-home message for me was just how pretty much everyone we encountered was very open to helping us out, and the hospitality we received all across the country in every single state, regardless of people's background or social status. So many people were just unbelievably kind-hearted to us and would give us a place to stay, cook us a home fresh meal, and our general consensus is that 99% of people in America are extremely kind and warm-hearted, and then the 1% that is in somehow troubled or confused is the 1% that then makes it onto the news, and then the news condenses all these bad apples and gives us a picture that the world is this scary place, when if you actually go explore it firsthand, you constantly meet wonderful people.
Well, you know, that's on our journey, Kevin, that's one of the things that I often say when people say to me, why do you walk for peace? There's never been peace. There never will be peace. And my comment is, well, that's not our experience. Our experience is that peace exists, and we've just got to tell that story louder and in more places and allow the rest of the world to live into that.
Mm-hmm. So
now that you've been exposed to that simple truth, which I think is so powerful. How do you now incorporate that into your flowetry and your sharing? I know that you have a passion for peace. I've been with you. I've seen that in your own very special way. How does that now become a part of the expression of philosophical?
Well, I think that a piece of wisdom that I remember you sharing when you were in Peaceburg kind of embodies how I try to do that, and the way you articulated it fits fits what I now strive to do, which is seeing peace as a verb and as something that we constantly engage in, so that we can, every action that we're doing in our day-to-day life, we can do it in a peaceful manner and in a way that spreads this peaceful energy. And so I thank you for that little piece of wisdom.
You're certainly welcome. And let me ask you this. How do we now let those who are listening know what you're doing and get to experience some of what you're doing? And I hope you'll give us a sample before we end our interview. But how do people get in touch with you? You have a Facebook, you have a website. What information can we share with our audience?
Well, to just give a summary of the kind of work that I do, after the bike trip, I went back to my hometown of Peaceburg, and I was basically a community organizer and event planner of all different sorts. And the basic premise of the work I was doing was to connect all these different groups and people who are all passionate about creating this more beautiful world that we know is possible, but in order to bring about this more beautiful world, we just really have to connect all these dots. And so that was what I felt really called to do, was to help build all these bridges between these different neighborhoods, these different people, and kind of get everybody in the same room and see what we can create as a collaborative effort. And so I did a lot of community organizing, which is something I'm still very passionate about, and what I'm also working on here in Happy Valley or State College. That's one of the pieces of the work that I do. I also make a lot of YouTube videos of all different sorts, and that's also on YouTube is where I often share the Flowetry, though I love to share the Flowetry in person as well. The YouTube channel that I share Flowetry on is called Cosmic Revolution KS, all one word, because my name's Kevin and my friend who shares it, his name is Sam. So it's Cosmic Revolution KS on YouTube. And all the videos on there are under my alias of Philosophical, spelled just like the word philosophical, but first name Phil, last name Osophical.
How did you come up with that name?
Well, I've always been passionate about silly little puns and humor with language, and I think I picked that up from my dad. He's always cracking jokes. And one day I read the word philosophical somewhere, and I was just like, wait, that could be someone's name. And I just kind of tried it out, and it seemed to stick. So that's what I'm going by now. Or at least that's my alias. I like to go by Kevin most of the time.
Right. So, Kevin, you mentioned your YouTube channel. What about your Facebook?
Yes, my Facebook, my name is also Philosophical on Facebook, though if you want to find me directly, you can just type in facebook.com/ Phil's Ideas, all one word with no apostrophe on Phil's. It's just Philsideas. That sends a link to my profile, which is where I share all of the videos and things.
Right. Well, let me ask you this. Do you feel... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I love connecting with people through Facebook. Instead of having a regular blog, I just use my profile page So if anyone listening is on Facebook, please send me a friend request. I would love to connect in that way.
Okay, wonderful. Now, let me ask you this. Do we get a sample of Flowetry?
Oh, I would love to share some Flowetry.
All right. So, hey, this is your time.
All right. Let me just tune in for a moment. Standing here in the beautiful sunshine. So this one is called Transition Town Flowetry, and the Transition Town movement is something that I've been involved with for a while. It's basically a model for transitioning our towns and cities and local environment towards the more beautiful world that we know we can create, and the transition model is a framework for moving into that way. So it's all about producing food locally, building community, producing energy locally, supporting the local economy. It's a really beautiful movement. And so this is some Flowetry inspired by all the things I've seen within that style, but it's in no way, it pertains to all forms of activism that are similar to this. Do you have the drive to create a world that's vibrantly alive, a place where all species can thrive? Well, this here is a gathering of the tribe. Is the 9-to-5 shift gripping your soul? Tired of drifting with the flow of the status quo? Then paradigm shifting is the way to go. Come take a glimpse down the rabbit hole. See, we live within an invisible fence. Everyone's walking around tense, conditioned by our own parents to focus only on future events. But then we miss what's right here on this big, blue, beautiful sphere. Gaia's got a message for us to hear. Do you have headphones in your ear? The message that Earth has given me is that we must use our abilities within our own vicinities, allow our creativities to abolish negativity. Nature's saying, mimic me and rejoin the symphony. And if we use permaculture techniques, we'll be having a fresh feast within the next couple of weeks. And you may think I sound outlandish, but I don't want our species to vanish. Already billions are famished and ecosystems consistently damaged. But if you take a step back, like Hubble, amidst all of the serious struggles, people are stepping out of their bubbles, coming together and forming big huddles, coming up with solutions to our troubles. So many brainstorms, it's creating puddles. There's a change coming. Can you feel that we're near it? A revolution of mind, body, and spirit. A coalescence of our heads, hands, and hearts, with you and I is where the change starts. So if you feel caged by an isolated feeling, sacred plants may initiate the healing. Layers of separation you will begin peeling. Oh, and did I mention? If you use the power of intention, then your life becomes your own invention. And if you take the time to reclaim your mind, you just might find that all of life is intertwined, like an ayahuasca vine or the kundalini in your spine. And so I'm here to validate, motivate, and co-create, because every day on Earth is a day to celebrate. And when we all meditate, we let blissfulness radiate and demonstrate what can happen when we all collaborate.
Wow. Philosophical.
Thank you.
Live on Peace Talks on Now Time Radio. Thank you so much, Kevin.
Thank you.
No, you're beautiful.
Thank you for all.
Yeah.
Thank
and your
you
heart.
For all your being and doing.
Yeah. Mm. And heart. Keep that heart well open. I'm sure at Penn State you are definitely a light for all those who are gathered. And so you know that our love and our support go with you wherever you are. And again, say congratulations for being one of our peacemakers that we are recognizing in the communities that we've walked through over these last almost 13 months now as we're coming to the end of our walk. And you know, everyday people that make everyday difference. And so thank you for being Peace Talks. And we're going to have you back again and experience more flowetry.
Yes, everyone, each one of us has our own peaceful puzzle piece.
Yes.
So each one of us has a gift to share with the world. You just got to find your own peaceful puzzle piece.
That's it. And we put it all together. We have a beautiful scene, right? Create a beautiful
indeed.
World.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, well, look, you take good care of yourself, and I look forward to all that is happening. Make sure you stay in touch with us, and much love.
Thank you for everything.
All right, now. Peace. You've been listening to Peace Talks on Now Time Radio, and this is your host, Audrey Scott Williams. Very excited. We have our producer in the studio there. Hello, Makua. How's it feel to have Now Time Radio up and going?
It's absolutely amazing, Audrey. It's just wonderful to have access to these tools and technologies. I just really, really enjoyed Philosophical's flow right there. I had to hit him at Phil's Ideas on his Facebook page and let him know. That was incredible. Yeah. That was incredible.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, it's so good. One of the gifts of this walk, Makua, it's just the people that we've met, you know. I mean, here we had today Brother Roz D, who, you know, Baba is like, you know, in the Washington community. And you know, we all started together up in Malcolm X Park.
That's right. Ground Zero, Grand Central Station, Washington, D.C., right there.
Right
amazing.
There.
Amazing. Chapin Street. Hey, Now Time. Hey, what can we say?
That's it. And
here
so
we are.
Now, here we are. And so I'm looking forward, Makua, as we continue to get our programming on Now Time Radio. You know, Now Time is just that. This is the time. It's not tomorrow. It's not yesterday. It's what are you doing with the moment that you're in right here, right now. And as we both know, the only time that we can ever make a change is in the now moment. And being present fully in that now moment and absolutely engaged with our passion, our heart, our love to make a difference in the world, in our inner world and the outer world around us. So I'm excited.
Oh, me too.
Great to have you on board. And you're going to be eventually in the next few weeks bringing your program. Is this premature to kind of give our audience just a little taste of what we might be looking forward to with your show?
No, I'll briefly just let folks know that actually we're launching this Sunday evening on a day known as the Red Electric Moon, which is all about the service of purification. So we're using these airwaves to help facilitate greater purification of our hearts, our minds, just that we can all be more available to living our truth and being here on purpose. The show will actually launch this Sunday evening, October 9th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the show is entitled Sound and Synchronicity. It will feature high resonance music and information regarding the science of synchronicity, the law of time, and just anything that is helping us to live a more fully purposeful life. And that's really the nature of it. So I'm glad that we're coming forward with that.
Absolutely. So everybody listen up. 424-243-9656 is the number to call to be in studio this Sunday evening as we listen to our brother Makua bring us sounds and synchronicities. Great show today. It's good to be in the midst now of Now Time Radio, Makua. So thank you so much. And to our listening audience, we will be back every Friday from 12 to 1 on Peace Talks on Now Time Radio.
This is Dave from Heal Thyself, and I listen to Peace Talks on Now Time Radio. Thank you.